Okay, we'll be starting with Psalm 41:9. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time, Father, just to come to look at your word on the prophecies from the Old Testament being fulfilled in the New Testament that your Son fulfilled. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 41:9, betrayal by a friend who eat with him. Yea, my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. And the New Testament is Matthew 27:3-5-7. Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying that I have sinned and that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces, and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and bought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. And Zechariah 11:12. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. For they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. Disposition of betrayal money, Matthew 27. Wait a minute, I read the wrong one. All right, let's go back to 41:9. Matthew 27:3-5. I read the wrong one. Sorry about that. Then Judas, which had betrayed him when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See that to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went out and hanged himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces. It is not lawful for to put them in the treasure, because it is the price of blood. And he took the counsel and brought with them the potter's field to bury strangers in. Okay, and then we read 41:9, so we need to go back to Matthew 26:20-21 for that one. Matthew 26:20-20. Now when the evening would come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Okay. Zechariah 13:7. Forsaken by his disciples. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. Matthew 26:55-56. In that same hour, said Jesus to the multitude, are you come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and you laid no hold on me. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Psalm 35:11-12. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. Accused by false witnesses, Matthew 26:59. Now for the chief priests and elders and all the council thought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none, yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the same came two false witnesses and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answerest thou nothing? What is it that these witnesses against me? But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. And Isaiah 53:7, silent before his accusers. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Matthew 27:14. And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. And then Isaiah 50:6, spat upon. I gave my back to the spiders and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Matthew 26:67. Then did they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hand, saying, prophesy unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee? And Micah 5:1, stricken. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughter of troops. He has laid siege against us. They shall smite the judge of Israel and a rod upon the cheek. Matthew 26:67. Then they spit in his face and buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hand. Prophesied unto us, thou Christ, who is he that smote thee. Isaiah 52:14, face beaten to pulse. As many were astonished that his vision was so marred more than any man, and in his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouth at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Matthew 27:30. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him to the head. In Isaiah 56, beard plucked. There is no specific recorded fulfillment of this prophecy, but it was likely one of the torture inflicted upon Jesus by the soldiers. Isaiah 56. The Lord God had opened my ear. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. And in Isaiah 56, humiliated, Mark 15:17-19. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. Psalm 22:15, physical exhaustion. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaw, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Luke 23:26. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. In Psalm 22:16, crucified. For dogs have compassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. And Luke 23:33, And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Psalm 53:12 identified with sinners. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he had poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Mark 15:27. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And Psalm 22:6-8. But I am a worm and no man of reproach of men, and despise to the people. And they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lips, and they shake their head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighted in him. Object of scorn and ridicule. Luke 23:35-39. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also went with them, derided him. He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, and coming to him, and offered him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superinscription also was written over him, in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. And Psalm 22:15, experienced thirst. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my paws, and thou hast brought me into the dust of death. John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. And in Psalm 69:21, they gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Matthew 27:48. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And Psalm 38:11. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sword, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Friends stand afar off. Luke 23:49. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. And Psalm 22:17, stared at. I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. And Luke 23:35. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And Psalm 22:18. They part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. Clothing divided among the persecutors. John 19:23. Then the soldiers, when they had really crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout, and then lots cast for the robe. Job 19:23-24. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. And Amos 8:9. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clearest day. Darkness at noon, Matthew 27:45. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. In Psalm 22:1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words of my roaring, a cry of dissentation due to separation from God. In Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, sabachthani, to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then Psalm 109:4. for my love, they are my adversaries, and I give myself unto prayer. Pray for persecutors. Luke 23:34. And they take heed to yourselves, lest any time your heart be overcharged with sufficiency and drunkenness and cares of this life, so Satan come upon you unawares. And Psalm 22:31. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born that he hath done this. Cry of victory, John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Psalm 31:5. Into thy hand I commend my spirit, that thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Voluntary release of spirit, Luke 23:46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, unto thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And Psalm 34:20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. No bones broken, John 19:32-33. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first and of the other which were crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. And in Zechariah 12:10, pierced in the side. And I said, and I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. John 19:34. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And Psalm 22:14. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of my joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted in the midst of my bowels. Death by a broken heart, John 19:34, But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side and came out there and put water, or out blood and water. And he that saw it bear record, and his record is true, that he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. And in Isaiah 53:9, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Buried in a rich man's grave, Matthew 27:57-60. And when the evening would come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who was himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre and departed. And in Psalm 16:10, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy own Holy One to see corruption. The resurrection, Mark 16:6. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye see Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. And Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Ascension, Acts 1:9. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and cloud received him out of their sight. Psalm 110:1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Is the exhortation at the right hand of God. Mark 16:9. Now when Jesus was risen up early in the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. In Psalm 110:4, the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Serve as high priest. Hebrews 6:20. whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And in Psalm 2:1-2, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Continue to be spies by the nation. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Okay. Any comments? Brother Curtis, you want to dismiss in prayer?
Father,